Good morning, it's Tuesday the 15th of April. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. The European Union has unveiled a €1.6 billion aid package for Palestinians, pledging support to help stabilise the West Bank and Gaza. This financial support will be destined for essential infrastructure and humanitarian aid. Speaking to RTL, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel said that Luxembourg will continue to commit to peace in the Middle East, but he warned that a recognition of Palestine as a state would be useless without the necessary economic and political consequences of such a recognition. The Director General of Médecins Sans Frontières Luxembourg, Thomas Kaufmann, has said that in 50 years of experience in the field, the situation in Gaza continues to worsen and is one they have never experienced before. Kaufmann told RTL the medical needs in Gaza are enormous. Last week, two people with medical problems were evacuated from the Gaza Strip to Luxembourg. MSF is more than welcoming the initiative, but Hoffmann said they estimate that around 10,000 people will need such an evacuation. Another talking point was the war in Ukraine, and Bettel questioned Russia's commitment to peace. When asked whether the Russian attack on the Ukrainian city of Sumy on Sunday, which caused over 30 casualties, is considered a war crime, Luxembourg's foreign minister stated that the entire war is unjustified. In other news, the US has opened the door to tariffs targeting high-end technology and pharmaceuticals, feeding the uncertainty gripping the global economy in a trade war. The US Commerce Secretary formally announced national security investigations into pharmaceutical imports and another on semiconductors and chip-making equipment. A conference on the situation in Sudan is taking place in London today to mobilise the international community to put an end to the conflict. Sudan's civil war has displaced 13 million people as it enters a third year. The UN has warned of a deepening humanitarian catastrophe among deadly new fighting in Darfur and famine gripping vast parts of the country. And Harvey Weinstein returns to New York courtroom today for a retrial on rape and sexual assault charges, forcing survivors to relive testimony after his 2020 conviction was overturned. The 73-year-old Weinstein is currently serving a 16-year prison sentence after being convicted in California in 2023 of rape and assault. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with rugby, All Blacks wing Mark Tillier says he will play in Japan next year, depriving New Zealand of a key player ahead of the 2027 Rugby World Cup. Media reports have suggested that the 28-year-old will join Toyota Verblitz, led by former All Blacks head coaches Steve Hansen and Ian Foster. And in football, Aston Villa is seeking to overturn a 3-1 deficit in tonight's Champions League quarter-final second leg against Paris Saint-Germain, while Barcelona coach Hansi Flick said he expects his side's best performance possible against Dortmund despite holding a 4-0 first leg lead. Both matches are taking place at 9 p.m. The day will be cloudy with just some light showers. A small thunderstorm may be possible around noon and early afternoon. Temperatures will remain similar to yesterday, but a little colder. In the morning, temperatures are as cold as it'll get today at around 8 to 11 degrees. By the afternoon, it'll get warmer at 15 to 18 degrees.